Chapter 2. They Land. Coming close to the island, the pennons and trappings of our canoes were removed, and Vivi was commanded to descend from the shark's mouth, and for a time to lay aside his conch. In token of reverence, our paddlers also stripped to the waist, an example which even Media followed, though as a king the same homage he rendered was at times rendered himself. At every place hitherto visited, joyous crowds stood ready to hail our arrival, but the shores of Marama were silent and forlorn. Said Babbalanja, "It looks not as if the lost one were here." At length we landed in a little cove nigh a valley, which Mohi called Uma, and here in silence we beached our canoes. But presently there came to us an old man, with a beard white as the mane of a pale horse. He was clad in a midnight robe, he fanned himself with a fan of faded leaves. A child led him by the hand, for he was blind, wearing a green plantain leaf over his plaited brow. Him Media accosted, making mention who we were, and on what errand we came, to seek out Yila and behold the isle. Whereupon Pani, was such his name, gave us a courteous reception, and lavishly promised to discover sweet Yila, declaring that in Marama, if anywhere, the long-lost maiden must be found. He assured us that throughout the whole land he would lead us, leaving no place desirable to be searched unexplored. And so saying, he conducted us to his dwelling for refreshment and repose. It was large and lofty. Nearby, however, were many miserable hovels, with squalid inmates, but the old man...